888-406-1360 in the Green Bay area. Everywhere else, 888-455-1360. By the way, Madison sports writer Jason Wilde is saying that he talked with Bus Cook this morning and assured Wilde that Brett Favre is retired. Howard Balzer is reporting, an NFL writer, is reporting that the Packers have reached out to Brett Favre. I want your thoughts on what you think the Packers should do. Let's go with the 3 weeks. We don't know that, but let's say Aaron Rodgers is out for 3 weeks. You saw what Seneca Wallace did last night. One, I think Howard Balzer made up. He did it at 106 this morning. I don't think anybody told him that the Packers reached out to Brett Favre. I think he made it up. Now, it's possible that he didn't make it up and somebody told him that falsely. That might be the case. So maybe I should backtrack on that and say somebody made it up. Perhaps not him, but somebody made it up. I cannot believe in my wildest imagination that the Packers would reach out to Brett Favre. Bus Cook, again, making it clear that Favre has no interest at all in returning to football to any team, including the Green Bay Packers. I think he made it up. So what do the Packers do now? Do they stick with Seneca Wallace? He was brought in cold just as the regular season started. Rodgers is out, apparently, at least 3 weeks with a slightly broken collarbone. Or do they bring back Matt Flynn? I am a staunch fan of bringing back Matt Flynn, not necessarily to say he's going to be the starter, but all you've got behind him is Scott Tolzien. Why wouldn't you bring Flynn back in? And I would be stunned. He's available, by the way. I would be stunned if the Packers didn't do that. I throw all of that out to you. I want to take a few calls on this before 10 o'clock. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. And be it Flynn, be it Seneca Wallace, be it whomever, do you think the Packers can stay in contention for any period of time that Aaron Rodgers is not their starting quarterback? I think it's going to be extremely difficult. I think Seneca Wallace can play better than he played last night. He was thrown into a rough situation. However, McCollum was thrown into a tough situation a couple of weeks ago, and he played pretty well for the Bears, and he played very well last night. I'm not going to say I'm confident about him, but I think he's only going to get better as he works with the first unit. I'm not trying to pump sunshine here. I think in these three games, let's just say it is three games. By the way, if it's any more than three games, I think they're toast. If they do not have him back in time for the Lions in Detroit on Thanksgiving Day, I think it's over. So to me, let's go with the hypothetical that, yeah, Aaron is gone for only 3 weeks. What do they do and how well can they do? I think they need to bring in Matt Flynn because in any case, they need an arm. And I don't know that they can do much better than 1-2. To Jim and Howard. Jim, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Good morning. I hope the weather's nice in Fargo.
It's cold, but otherwise, by the way, there's a blizzard to our south. We're missing a blizzard here in Fargo. It's hitting South Dakota.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I have a couple of thoughts for you on this whole thing, if okay?
Yeah, go.
All right. First of all, I think Seneca Wallace got thrown into a fire pit without much preparation. He's never worked with some of those receivers in practice.
Yep.
He went to his favorite receiver, Corliss, because he worked for them in the past.
Yep.
I think he needs some time. I don't think we've given Scott Tolzien even any consideration. How do we know how good he could be? And thirdly, our defense has to play better. I mean, you can get some points on the board with the running game we got, but you can't do it if we're not on the field with that offense. So those 3 points, and yeah, I agree with you. I think we could reach out to Matt Flynn if he's available. But I still think you got some people on the roster today who at least could be given stronger consideration and stronger coaching, like Wallace and maybe Tolzien.
Well, let me say this, Jim, and I can't stress this enough. You're absolutely right about the defense. I don't know if the Packers win that game with Aaron Rodgers in there last night. They probably do, but I don't know that. And the reality is down the stretch, the defense collapsed. Now, I understand they were on the field a long time. Thanks a lot for the call. I think it is, though, important to point that out. Jason agrees with Jim and Howard on Tolzien. He's a complete unknown. We have seen what Matt Flynn can do in the Packers system. I think they would be foolish not to bring him back. Ah, foolish is maybe a strong statement. I think it would be wise. Flynn was an unknown, but he's not now. And Flynn wasn't the unknown that Tolzien was, Jason, because he had been with the system for years. If you're going to say that it doesn't make sense to favor Flynn over Tolzien, I disagree. Although I understand when you look at it, but I think reasonable people can disagree on this. I don't think either of us are nuts for holding the position that we hold. I think Flynn does make more sense. To Jim on the road. Jim, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Morning. I think Flynn is like an equation like Dilfer. Just put a quarterback there that doesn't lose the game for you and he can fit. I think Seneca Wallace is too short because he got balls knocked down a couple times and they were really low. But I haven't heard this one yet. What about Tebow? I'm totally kidding.
I wonder why you haven't heard that one yet. I wonder why you haven't heard Tebow. Hey, your point on Seneca Wallace being too short, is he shorter than Russell Wilson?
It's not sort of these. He might be about the same size as Wilson, but his throwing motion is really kind of funky, and he keeps the ball real close to his shoulder when he releases it. And both of those balls that were knocked down, at least one of them was at the guy's elbow and below. It wasn't up by his hand.
One of them, I saw that. You're right. So you think he's got a release issue? You don't think they can fix it?
Yeah, Tebow had a release issue, too.
He kept getting released. That was the problem there. No. Thanks a lot for the call. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Here's what's crushing. And by the way, I'm reading a lot of stuff from around the country today. This was coming as this team seemed to be rounding into playoff, if not Super Bowl form. They were playing well. The defense did not play well last night, but they were playing well. The running game is through the roof. And it just seemed that everything was going their way. And this is just a heartbreaking loss. Really? Jason, that's from Governor Walker's Twitter feed? Is that what you're telling me? I want to be sure before I say this on the air. Our newsroom in Green Bay, I'll find it because I do follow Governor Scott Walker on Twitter. Governor Walker, Packers, please sign Matt Flynn with an exclamation point. See, great minds do think alike. If, in fact, that's correct. Great minds do think alike. Scott Walker, apparently, according to our newsroom in Green Bay, who says his Twitter feed, how's that for a game of telephone, says that he wants them to sign Matt Flynn. I think they should sign Matt Flynn. The Brett Favre thing, I think, was a hoax, a joke. I don't think the Packers ever consider that for a moment. I don't think they can win many games with Seneca Wallace. However, I will say this. I don't care if it's Matt Flynn. I don't care if it's Scott Tolzien. I don't care if it's Seneca Wallace. If Aaron Rodgers is out for the rest of the regular season, the Packers season will end at the end of the regular season. And what happens is, and this is true even of Brett Favre as well, we have gotten so spoiled at the high caliber of quarterback play that we forget how important it is. It's vital. It's critical. And we have two future Hall of Famers if Aaron Rodgers' season or career continues on its current track. And something else. As amazing as you thought Brett Favre's streak was, it looks even more amazing now, doesn't it? It's 9:58.
Jerry Bader Show.